They don't call it the Speedway for nothing. Welcome to the Fast Cars, Fast Girls podcast with Abby and Molly. Well, we've had quite a
Well, back home again in Indiana. My gosh.
We went to Ohio this past weekend. Our first time taking this shit show on the road.
For a race.
Yeah, that's true. We have taken this shit show on the road for many things. But our first time taking it on the road for a race. So it was our first live road course.
Which was exciting.
Well, it was very exciting.
Live road course on the road.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we went to the GP.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, we did go to the GP. But I mean, but yeah, that's the track we know. So.
That's our home track, yeah. Although, I want to just say Ohio felt like our home track. How many people were there
from
Indiana? I saw the wings, wheels, and flag everywhere, and I was like, yes.
Everywhere. Lots of IMS representation.
Lots.
In fact, we got told by some people as we were walking through, they asked where we were from, and we were like, oh, we're from Speedway. And they said, we can tell. Because, of course, we were checkers the whole weekend. And then some other people said, you should have been over here with us in Camp Indiana. Apparently, there was a whole group of people from Indiana that were camping together that didn't actually know each other. They just decided to call themselves Camp Indiana. So,
which is amazing.
That is amazing. Gotta love Hoosiers.
Gotta love Hoosier race fans.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So, but no, we had a blast. It was a great track. Yeah, great track.
It was so beautiful.
It was gorgeous. The setting was gorgeous. They had a really nice shuttle system with golf carts running around. And you can rent golf carts, which we did not budget this year, but we're going to next year.
Yeah. And next year's, I think, from Wisconsin.
Yes. Yeah, the Elkhart Lake. Yeah. We'll be getting a golf cart there as well.
Yeah.
So that way you can run around. Because, I mean, on those road courses, it is really spread out. I mean, I know that our track is spread out, but this was very spread out.
It felt far. And during that practice session, we kind of moved around a little bit. And
we did.
We only really covered a section.
Yeah, we didn't even
make it all the way around. We never set to the grandstands.
Nope, we were on the inside of them at one point. We were, like, opposite from them. But, yeah, we never really made it into the Thunder Valley area.
Which I love.
I love that it's called that.
That's a name.
Or to China Beach.
That's one.
Yeah, it's an area that had all that that sand.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, I enjoy that they call it the beach.
I do too. I don't think the road course in Indy has like cool names like that.
No, I don't think we do.
Or if we're wrong, somebody let us know.
Yeah, if we're not, we should have cool names like that.
I am down for making that the off-season project.
I'm 100% into that.
Okay, great.
And maybe not widely accepted names, but maybe just names that we'll start to refer to things as.
Well, that's perfectly okay for me as well.
I mean, yeah, that's kind of what we do here is just make shit up and run with it.
If you don't like it, yeah.
This isn't the podcast for
sorry.
You.
Bye.
Sorry, not
stop
sorry.
Listening.
So.
No, it was a beautiful course. Somebody, who said it to us that it's basically a track in the middle of a park?
Yeah, it basically is. And I said it's kind of like the perfect mix of racing and a state fair. Like, just everybody was friendly, lots of good food stations, and very well spaced out.
Yes.
Spaced out everywhere. Lots of porta potties everywhere. I mean, the facilities, and once you get into the Mid-Ohio campus, you're in for the weekend. So the camping's inside, the racing's inside, everything. So unless you have to leave to go to the store or something, you just show your ticket and then you're good to go. You don't ever have to leave and then check back in.
Which
is
nice.
It is nice.
We were like, God, we're going to have to scan everywhere, but we didn't.
We didn't. And it was, it was just a great setup.
It was.
And everybody was super friendly. We chit-chatted, made lots of friends, shamelessly told people about this podcast. I mean, shamelessly.
So, this is your first time listening to us? Thanks.
Yeah. If it's because we harassed you at Mid-Ohio, we appreciate the listen.
I mean, we're not sorry for doing that.
Yeah, no, not really.
At all.
Not at all.
No.
Yeah, we just introduced ourselves to strangers. Well, I mean, that's what we do anyway. We like to talk to people.
And make friends with the track.
Make friends and shoot the shit and make fun of certain drivers, figure out who we all hate together.
Marco.
Looking at you, Marco.
That was the biggest... I was so happy that it wasn't just me.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, so we ran into the Indy Camping guys. Finally. We've been trying to meet up with them, and finally ran into them, and... I'll tell you what, those boys are wild. That is coming from me. They are wild. Oh, at one point, I was pretty sure we were going to die in Ohio on a golf cart.
Oh, not me. I had strict instructions to drag my body across state lines. I will not die in Ohio.
But we had a blast with them.
We had a blast with them.
They're a good time. So if you ever meet up with them at a racetrack, they are a great time. We plan on spending a lot more time with them, actually.
Yeah, good guys.
Yeah, they were great.
Met a lot of people.
Oh, and they also, every year when they go to Iowa, make a happy anniversary sign for Marco, because that's the last time, that's the last place he won, like 6 years ago. So they make an anniversary sign. And
I'm just so excited that
I just love that. I love everything about
just
that.
Just hate Marco as much as I do.
Yes, yes.
Because for a while I was like, this, it's just because of your family. It's just because your dad hates Mario, which I don't hate Mario, but whatever.
Yeah.
And so then it was just a vendetta. No, he's
just
a bad driver.
I mean, my family doesn't have a vendetta, and I've never liked him.
He's just a bad driver, and everybody else thinks it.
And he's just kind of a douche in person.
I fucking hate him over the radio.
That voice is so obnoxious. It's so obnoxious. Like, I almost want to set up our headphones so that it skips that channel. Because we could set them up to, like, skip certain channels or to favorite certain channels, which I definitely want to play with the favorites more.
I do, too.
So that it will, like, when it's scanning, go to our favorite drivers first before other people.
Yeah.
I hate the sound of his fucking voice.
Part of me wants to skip it because of his voice, but on the other hand, like, he just gets on, sometimes he gets on that radio and I'm like, God in heaven.
Sometimes it's very entertaining, like on Fast Friday when his pit chief said, Marco, do you even know what gear you're in? So, that kind of makes it worth it, because that was hysterical. We were like, nope.
Nope. He does not, sir.
Like, in fact, he doesn't even have numbers on his gears. He just has colors.
What gear are you in, Marco?
Blue.
Are you really in blue?
No. So, met a lot of people who also don't like Marco. We enjoyed that.
Big fan of that.
Big fan of that. We met some guys that supply parts to some of the other, some of the teams. And so that was super cool.
Yeah. And I think it was in another series. It wasn't in IndyCar.
Yeah, it wasn't an IndyCar. But still, they travel around and do a lot of races. And so we got to chit-chat with them and hang out with them a little bit. Got a tour of their truck.
Which is spoke to me on an organizational level.
Oh, my gosh. The OCD organization on it was just perfection. And they showed us, I mean, how things are organized in the computer, and it's labeled, and yeah, everything. But they were great guys. Oh, it was just super cool. I think they told us they had like $14+ million worth of equipment on their truck.
And they can literally just go, here it is, boop.
Boop, here you go.
Ta-da!
So,
not bad.
It's pretty awesome.
Spoke to me.
Pretty awesome, yeah. They were pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they were a good time. We met them on Saturday just hanging out in the viewing mounds.
Because that's how we meet people.
That's how we meet people, so yeah.
The checkers just draw people to us.
They do. Plus, I mean, we like to go out of our way to talk to people.
We run for mayor.
We do.
You know.
Me especially.
You especially.
Me especially. We also ran into all kinds of race car drivers.
Yeah.
Which was awesome. We ran into Simon Pagino as he was walking his dog because of Norman. And he was great. Although, I'll tell you what, this was hilarious. So Molly sees him first, and she's like, is that who I think it is? And I look up, and I was like, that looks like Norman. And I was like, oh, and that's Simon Pagino with him. And so, you know, we run over, and we're like, hey, Simon, you know, we're chit-chatting with him and talking to him about the last race. And, mm-hmm. you know, he said he wished he would have done better. And, you know, we were like, well, I mean, he still got fourth. Like, that's not – or he got sixth last time.
Yeah.
He got fourth this weekend. We're like, oh, that's nothing to, you know – to be ashamed about, whatever, da da da. So we're mid-conversation. Haven't even gotten to the point where we're asking him for a picture because
we're
petting his dog and we're polite.
Midwesterners.
And we're petting his dog and, like, chit-chatting all that business. And then these three drunk guys come up and just interrupt us. We are literally mid-sentence having a conversation, and they interrupt us. Hey, Simon Pagino, remember we met you, da da da, we want to take a picture. And, like, Molly, me, and Simon all look at them like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Like, we are in the middle of a conversation. Like, have some class, okay? We might not be the classiest bunch of people, but we're not NASCAR fans,
no.
For fuck's sake. So he took a picture with them, and they were like, remember this? And he was like, yeah, about 3 or 4 years ago. And all I wanted to say was, he doesn't fucking remember.
Nope.
He doesn't remember. He's being nice.
He's being polite. That's
he's being polite, something that obviously you know nothing about because you didn't say excuse me.
Right.
Before you just jumped in and interrupted.
Pimp hand strong.
I'm telling you what, they probably went to Purdue.
Oh, they did.
You know they did.
A bunch of douchebags in Michigan.
They probably did go to Michigan.
Michigan.
Yeah, that's what it is. Because even people who went to Purdue are still Hoosiers. They'd have
a little bit
more decency.
Just a scotch.
Yeah, no, they probably did go to U of M. Ann Arbor is a whore. You could take
you
that to the bank.
Heard of here first.
You can take that to the bank. So we got a picture with Simon and, of course, with Norman. I was like, can we hold Norman and have him in the picture too? And he was like, oh, of course, yes.
He's very well trained, and he's snapped.
He's very well trained. And then he snapped. He was like, Norman, look at the camera.
And the dog went.
And the dog literally looked straight into the camera and like open its mouth like it was smiling. It was
like America's Next Top Model.
Yes. Oh my gosh. And I said to him, which made him chuckle, I said, I hope you're not offended, but we recognize Norman first. And he said, that's okay. He's the looker of the two of us.
Aww,
like he was so cute. Sweet. Which I kind of have a crush on Simon Pagenaud now because that French accent in person.
I know.
Whew. Mm. And he was taller than I expected him to be also.
Why are so many drivers so tall?
My plan was just to hook Molly up with a driver because I was like, I'm too tall for them. And then we've got all these drivers that are very tall. And I'm like, well.
Plans have changed.
Yeah, I'm a contender again. Okay.
The tables have turned.
The tables have turned.
Some of them are still my size. It's okay.
Well, but now we don't have to fight over them. You can have the short ones and I'll take the tall ones.
Except for TK, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, yeah.
That's okay.
But, I mean, I don't see anything going on with his marriage, so I don't think that's going to be an issue.
I know.
And plus, I mean, he is 11 years older than me, so.
Age ain't nothing but a number, baby.
Well, that's true. That's true. I mean, I say that until TK's single, and then I'm like, hey. So, you know, Simon Pagenaud, he was great.
He was.
He let me give his dog a kiss, and his dog licked me back. I was like, can I kiss your dog? And he was like, oh, yes, he loves kisses. I mean, he was just so cute, which we want to start the hashtag, and we mentioned it yesterday, but if you'll notice, we kind of have radio silence on social media during the races, and we discussed this yesterday.
Yeah.
It's because if you're watching the race and you've got a computer, we can type really quickly and not have to look on a computer. But on your phone, you have to look, and so we didn't want to miss any of the race.
Because it's live in front of me. I can't pause it.
That's why we weren't live tweeting, because we wanted to experience it in
race
the moment.
Race control won't listen. Hey, can you stop him? I got a tweet.
Right? Yeah. Can we have a yellow? Can we have a competition yellow?
Tweet yellow?
Yeah, I need to get some stuff out on social media. But we want to start the hashtag for races. Hashtag, who is watching Norman? Because we watched practice, and then as soon as Pagenaud came out, I turned to Molly, and I'm like, here's what I want to know. Who is watching Norman?
Is Norman
Where
in
is
the car
he?
With him?
Is Norman in the car with him? Is he in the RV? Oh, my God, with the little helmet and sunglasses.
Aww.
Do you think we could order that and send that to him? How cute would that be with the little Menard symbol on the side?
I'm just concerned we'd be...
we don't have his actual address. We would have to send it to a track or to his team.
You can send it to Team Penske. I will never send anything to Team Penske.
I mean, that's fine.
I know.
That's fine, but I don't want any attitude when Willpower knows me and doesn't know you.
Damn it.
I know. You're going to want to get in on this Team Penske care package.
I can't. I just can't.
I mean, I'm not going to send something to Aleo.
Okay.
Except maybe a coupon for Sally's. I wonder how much money he spends a year on hair products. Although, I'll tell you what. Simon Pagenaud, I think, takes his hair styling tips from Aleo. Because his hair looks identical.
If you don't know and you look from it, you're like,
I mean, when I first glanced, I was like, that looks like Aleo, but it's too young. And then I was like, oh, it's Pagenaud.
Oh,
that's
it's
right.
Simon. Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Oh, I bet it's a lot. So we met Simon.
We met Norman. But yeah, so we're going to start hashtagging
who's watching Norman. Because
that's
a legitimate question.
Yeah. And Simon Pagenaud, if you ever hear this and you need some dog sitters, we both have fur babies.
Yeah.
We'd be happy to keep an eye on him.
Definitely.
We promise that we will pick up after him and spoil him rotten.
We will tell him that he's a good doggy. Every 15
minutes. And he will only root for the number one car for his daddy.
Oh,
so,
absolutely.
Yeah.
I will not whisper any anti-Team Penske into his ear.
No, definitely
I'll be
not.
Cool.
I mean, and I'm a big Team Penske supporter, so you know I won't.
You probably better get the job then.
Yeah, it's okay.
That's all right.
I'll just carry him around. I'll get a little bag, a little checkered bag.
Oh my God, a little checkered bag.
Just carry him around with me.
As long as he wears a little yellow hat.
Oh yeah, he's got to have some sort of little yellow hat or bandana or something.
Perfect.
Yeah.
I'm okay with this.
Yeah.
Let's make it happen.
Yeah, let's do it.
There you go.
We will watch Norman. Hashtag.
We will watch Norman.
We will watch Norman.
Yes. Who is watching Norman? Us.
Us, hopefully. Fingers crossed.
Just saying.
So that was a great time. We also got word that Pat McAfee was in and around the campsite area on Saturday.
And
so,
as two girls from Indianapolis, we were like, well, this has to happen.
Right, two girls from Indianapolis who like to drink. Clearly, we're Pat McAfee fans.
I mean, I'm a Colts fan because, only because I'm nobody else in the league.
I mean, I'm not a Colts fan.
I know that.
Yeah.
But you're a Pittsburgh fan.
I am a Pittsburgh fan, and
Pittsburgh.
Pat McAfee's from Pittsburgh.
See?
So,
problem solved.
Yeah, problem
anyway.
Solved. So, we ran into Pat McAfee as well.
And that might be the most glorious. Well, I think it's the number two selfie from this weekend.
Number two selfie from this weekend, for sure. But we did take a great selfie with Pat McAfee. He was a good time.
He was a good guy.
His girlfriend, of course, total sweetheart, as she always is. Yeah.
Also, if she's listening, which she's not, we are totally on your side with the dogs.
We are completely on your side with the dog argument.
I had a very strong-willed dog. The dog I have now is, well, she's a shit show. She's currently going to town on a rawhide bone, and I think she's having a stroke. I don't know.
That's about the only way we can get her to stop barking at me, even though I'm literally here every week.
So I get it. I'm on your side.
Yeah. I had a very strong-willed dog. He was 4 years old, had been running around wild, and was unneutered when I got him. So to say we had some dominance issues would be an understatement.
Yeah, but you got him under control.
You're damn right I did, because I am the alpha in any room. Okay? It doesn't matter what species you are. Mm-hmm. I am the alpha. You are in my house. I am the alpha.
That's true.
I am the captain now.
Look at me.
The first year was rough, though.
Well, it always is.
Spent a lot of time with that dog on his back.
That's what you gotta do.
Yeah.
That's exactly what you
making him be submissive.
Well, if anybody had any questions about that with Abby, that was answered.
I am so sorry. That's so rude.
No, I would never put that much time into a man without good response. I'm just saying, a year of getting that dog to behave, I would never stay with somebody for a year if they were still acting like a shit. 2 months max.
Ooh, look at you.
Yeah, and I got a pretty hard and fast 2 month rule.
I get that.
If at 2 months, I'm like, eh. Usually at 2 months, they're on my nerves enough that I'm like,
cut.
You gotta go.
Bye.
You gotta go.
Gotta go. Yeah, so we also met Pat McAfee.
Which
my father never actually responded to that photo.
Yeah, I'm not sure that your dad's alive. I'm pretty sure he's stroked out.
I've not actually heard him on the phone.
Yeah.
Like, I've seen, like, Facebook posting, but I'm like, it could be anybody.
He's in a catatonic state.
Somebody could have hacked his phone.
Right.
Send it to him. I mean, I think we've discussed this. My father is the hugest.
Bromance.
Maybe only rivaled by your brother-in-law's.
Yeah. I think my brother-in-law would go gay for Pat McAfee.
Oh, I think she would.
In a heartbeat. Yeah.
Like that.
Yeah, and they both bought him, too.
Well, we've covered a new topic on this podcast. We're going to lose all of our new listeners. Dog. Yes, he never responded back to
that. I mean, that was always a possibility that was going to happen.
No, I mean, it's instantly.
Yeah. But no, your dad and my brother-in-law both have huge bromances. Huge bro crushes on Pat McAfee. So I know my brother-in-law was super jealous. And he, of course, was like, you should ask him to come on your podcast.
Oh, I don't think he's
going to. I was like, I don't know about all that. No. I was like, he was literally getting ready to leave. You know, we exchanged, a few pleasantries and then took a selfie and then he dipped. But
yeah, which is fine.
I was like, don't get me wrong. Had we had more time, I totally would have thrown it out the way of a podcast. And we did tell him that we think the reason he didn't get along with the glampers is because he didn't do the Indy 500 right, that he had to be with Speedway Girls. And he goes, well, I know the area. I go,
no.
I said, no. I said, you need a native. I was like, we are Speedway Girls. He goes, oh, so that's the problem. I was like, yeah. I was like, let me know. You can stay at my mom's next year.
So, Pat, if you're listening.
If you're listening.
Which you're not.
But I was 100% serious. Yeah.
I'll give up my bed space.
Yeah, I'm not giving up my bed.
Oh, okay. Somebody else is going to have to give up their bed?
Beth and John.
Oh, yeah, John will give up the bed.
John will give up the bed.
Like that, well, maybe not. So we also met Ben McAfee. So that happened. And then I'm going in order. Didn't we meet Nexus Dot?
Oh, yeah, we met. We went driving around with the indie camping guys. And we ran into Scott and Emma Dixon. Emma drinks red wine, which we love.
100% Emma.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
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 Red wine at a racetrack? Girl.
Hell yeah. Which, did you know, by the way, that she was a professional athlete herself before she married Scott Dixon?
Well, look at you.
Yeah. She actually had, like, was a national champion over in Wales or, but anyhow, for the 800 meter, she was a runner.
All right, now.
She obviously still is a runner. She's, like, this big around.
We can drink wine and run. Oh, excuse me.
Yeah,
Yingling got a little bit of bite there.
but yeah, so she's a professional athlete herself.
Get some.
Yeah.
So we took a picture with them.
We did.
Which, to be fair, I think I had a moment beforehand.
You had a total butt freak out moment.
It was a bad moment for me.
Well, I mean, to be fair, we are driving around this golf cart like a bat out of hell.
Yeah.
And
maybe pushing the speed limit on that golf cart.
Oh, we definitely were.
We set a new track record.
We set a new track record with that golf cart. In fact, at one point, I thought to myself, we're going to end up on the track. I just feel like that's how the story's going to end.
Yeah, we'd be live tweeting from jail at that point.
If you, did you not learn anything from the stories? It was just that they were asked to leave. The area, not even the race, okay? We heard lots of stories about people doing wild things at tracks, and all I heard was, so they don't take down your name? You don't get banned? And Molly just goes, oh shit.
Not going to be a good year. Not going to be a good year next year. Season's going to get wily.
I'm going to be pushing the limits, baby. So we're just driving through the garage area, and then we squeal to a stop. Our driver, Doug, hops out. And we're like, what in the hell is he doing? And then we realize, oh, it's Scott Dixon. So he goes over and takes a selfie. Then we run over to take a picture.
Well, you run over.
I run over. Molly sees in the background is Tony Kanaan and James Hinchcliffe.
I think.
In addition to Scott Dixon, who we're getting ready, to take a picture with. I go over, put my arm around Scott. I'm like smiling, ready to go. Looking at Doug, who's got the camera. And he goes, is it just going to be the one of you? And I was like, where the fuck is Molly? And then I look, and she's just kind of standing there, just... like frozen.
Like a rabbit.
Like a rabbit, just for like deer in the headlights. And I was like, Molly! Molly, get over here! Get now! So Molly comes over, smiles, we take our picture, but.
I cheesed in that picture.
You did. You were just like in shock for a minute.
Yeah.
You went into full on shock. And I was like, get over here!
So that happened.
Yeah. So Scott Dixon may think you're special needs.
Well. I was just a little shell-shocked, okay?
I mean, yeah, it was a very exciting day for us.
It was.
And of course, we ran into Connor Daly.
Yes.
We ran into him before. But. Yeah, we ran into him earlier. That was the first driver we ran into because we went over to his autograph session because
we have to spend time with our president and first lady.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
The only president and first lady that matter to me and Molly.
100%.
Doug and Beth Bowles.
I will put that on a t-shirt.
Yeah. I think we should.
I would wear it next year during practice or quals or something.
Yes.
Oh, don't test me.
We totally should. And then we can tweet the shit out of it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because it's true.
It is true. So we ran into them, and that was great. And Beth remembered us from Fast Friday and from Carb Day this year. So.
Saw her a few times. It was very nice.
It was very nice. We did. We saw them, and we got to meet Doug and Beth's son. Okay, yeah. So we got to spend just a little bit of time with Doug and Beth, and then their youngest son. Who is a sweetheart.
Very nice kid.
Very nice young man. And so that was great. And of course, you know, we're always rooting for Connor to do well. And he had a hell of a race.
He did really well.
Top 10 finish for Connor Daly.
I'm going to cut that out.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. He passed Hinchcliffe.
Which was phenomenal.
It was amazing. He had a great pass there. And I'll tell you what, had that race been a couple laps longer, Rossi and Dixon were both almost out of gas, and Connor had enough fuel. So had we had a couple more laps, I mean, Connor could have definitely made a move on them because they didn't have the fuel to spare to use up any of the push to pass or, you know, any gas to do some strategic.
It was good. I mean, we heard he and his pit boss on the radio, and I knew what they were doing. They had it down this race.
They did. Yeah. They did. It sounded like he was having a really good time on the track too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which, I mean, it's important to enjoy what you do.
It is. And it was a good race. For him. I think, like, the lap before he passed Hinch, I think you and I both saw him try it. We're like,
We're like, it's about to get wild. Shit's about to go down.
Woo! And then it did.
So, top 10 finish for Connor Daly. So, that's awesome.
That's another $10 for both of us.
It is another $10 for both of us. And for anybody else who's playing Connor Car Watch.
That's true. Go ahead and hashtag that out. Tweet it out if you are.
Yep.
Remember, $10 to the Juvenile Diabetes Research Fund.
Yes.
I'm really excited. I remember that.
Yeah, I'm proud of you. Which I am just going to say, my pick for winner won. Molly's pick for winner came in second. And Connor finished in the top 10. We were both there. Now, are those three things related? I don't know. But I'd like to think they are.
I really do like
that. I'd like to think that our presence was a little bit lucky for some of our favorite drivers.
I'm just saying, when you have two girls from Speedway root for you, it's kind of like a good luck charm.
It really is.
And, like, our picks, my number one was pole, and your number one was second place.
Yep.
So they did really well.
They did very well.
Rossi didn't do that well.
No, but he still was top 10. Although, what'd you pick him for?
Top 5.
Oh, yeah, so you didn't get a point on that. I know, we thought Rossi was going to go wily at the
end. Right, because on the radio they were like, you know, gas is good, watch your tires. And I was like, oh.
We turned to look at each other, we're like, it's about to go down.
I was
like,
all excited.
It was after that yellow, after the restart, and... yeah, we thought for sure that we were going to see some.
Really? Because he was sneaking on up there.
He was. He was creeping. He was lurking. He was lurking.
Emily was lurking.
But no, I got all of my points.
Yeah, you know.
Because I picked the winner.
Yes.
I picked Pageant for top five, and he came in fourth.
Yep.
And I picked Rahel for top 10, and he came in third.
Yeah.
So it was a good weekend of betting for me.
Yeah, I got 1 point. What did I get
myself? You get 1.5. Because Will finished in the top three.
I think I gave myself 2. Why did I give myself 2?
Because you picked Rahel in the top 10 as well.
Okay.
Yeah, it should just be 1.5.
Yeah, I did that math wrong.
That's all right.
Who's surprised? Probably. Yeah.
So.
Let's see. Well, since we've moved on to the race... Would you like to talk about Joseph Newgarden?
I would. So he passed Willpower on lap 12, I think.
12 or 13.
And he made an attempt, and then Will did push to pass, and then Newgarden did push to pass, and he backed off, and then he hit the push to pass again, and kind of went one way, went the other, got just a hint of some clean air, and just took off.
It was
basically uncatchable for the majority of the race until the restart.
Yeah.
And that would have been... I think other drivers' only opportunity because his lead was so huge. I mean, it was basically just a battle for second, third, and fourth, and fifth places after that. Because his lead as the leader was just
I think I turned to one point and said, it's his race to lose.
Yeah, like that we were like, unless he stuffs it or something happens to that car.
It's his.
Yeah. I mean, his car was just fast.
Phenomenal.
Fast. Which, I mean, is what he said in his post-race interview. He was like, our car was so fast. And in fact, near the end of the race, Will Power, we heard him over the radio, and this was great. I mean, they're teammates, and Will was the first one to hop out and congratulate him after the race. You know, so it's not like there's a rivalry or anything, but obviously everybody wants to win for themselves. But he came over the radio to his pit chief and said, you know, his fucking car just won't fucking quit.
Yeah.
And no, it would not.
Did not.
That car had no chill in it.
No.
It had no chill.
No chill.
So, I mean, I'm a Newgarden fan, so I loved it. We did hear a few people say that they didn't think it was as exciting of a race. I guess it wasn't as exciting for, like, the leader, because the leader didn't change very often. But as far as the other drivers, I mean, there was a lot of changing position happening.
Yeah, there's a lot of shifts.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm always interested in the entire field, not just the leader.
The
leader
and the winner is great, but shit goes on that full field.
Yeah.
Like,
and it all factors into their championship points and different things. Like, Dixon had a bad pit stop.
Ugh.
Well, he said he felt like he had issues with the car all day long, and then...
Yeah, I remember him coming on the radio a couple of times and saying, like,
saying
it wasn't
things
sticky
didn't
or...
feel right, or yeah, it wasn't, yeah. He didn't feel like he had enough grip, and they had an air gun jam, and so they were... They had issues getting off his left rear tire in the middle of the pit stop, which basically took him out of the running for even top five. I mean,
well, you know why?
I don't know why.
You don't?
No. Does it have something to do with pit stops?
It does. How do you not know this? Races are won and lost in the pits.
They are?
Oh, my God.
I have no idea. Well, since we didn't watch it on TV, we did not have to hear that bullshit again this week. But I will tell you a fun fact about pit stops. Is that it takes longer to fuel the car than it does to change the four tires.
We could have done a honk.
We should have saved that.
Yeah.
Shit we didn't make up.
Shit we didn't make up.
Takes longer to fuel the car than it does to change the tires.
Which, if you watch, you can see it, because they'll get the car back down, and there's a minute before it peels off. That's because
they got to finish fueling. So, but yeah, Dixon, kind of got screwed on his bits.
Got screwed on it.
Yeah. So hopefully they make whatever adjustments they need so that he can have a cleaner finish. Because that definitely, I mean, that played a part in how many points he's at right now. Because he's now third
in the
championship standings.
Just,
yeah, there was so much movement on the leadership board and the standings.
That
the championship.
I think the new standings came out when we were driving home.
They did.
Because at one point you're like, the new standings are up. And I was like, okay, yeah, finally get home.
Right. Yeah. And I was sound asleep, so.
I know. I think Newgarden is first.
Newgarden is first with 453. Then Alio is second with 446. Dixon is third with 445. And then Pagano is fourth with 436.
Okay.
And then Will Power is fifth with 401.
I think those were still the top five, but I think they've just played around.
Yeah, I think they've just moved.
Okay. I don't know is there team standings as well?
I don't think so.
I don't think so. Because doesn't your team also get points? These are things that we just need to finish. I need to finish reading the rules.
Yeah,
I started them today.
I don't know. I don't know that it. Yeah, I don't think there's like a championship for the team. I mean, I think obviously you want your team to win, but
Maybe get a check. Because one team could really use some money right now.
Which team?
Heads.
Yeah.
We might have to be starting a GoFundMe page for it, everybody.
Okay, so manufacturers get points, not teams. So
never mind.
Never mind.
It's down between.
I mean, Chevy Molly's or... Team Honda, so obviously I have to be Team Chevy.
Right here.
Except for daily drivers. Race cars are the only cars I'll tolerate with a Chevy engine.
Run over a Chevy car in a heartbeat. Mm. Just in a heartbeat.
If my family was going to have a vendetta for anything, it would be my dad's vendetta against Chevy. Against General Motors in general.
Ah.
Yeah. I was raised to hate GM.
I get that.
Yeah.
It's okay.
I mean, my grandma worked for Chrysler, so. All right. So, your boy Will finished second.
He finished second?
I think it was the second year in a row to finish second there.
I don't know. Probably.
So, yeah.
Sounds legit.
Yeah, I think it was second year in a row. But we had an issue with another driver who was not on the lead lap. Esteban Gutierrez.
Which, shout out to Brittany?
Yeah, Brittany.
On Facebook for asking us about this.
Yes, shout out for sure. We were going to discuss it, but yes, absolutely.
Absolutely.
So he had gotten lapped by Newgarden. Mm-hmm. And so he had not been lapped by anybody else. So he technically was still on the same lap as everybody else, but he was one lap behind the leader.
Yeah.
But he was in between Newgarden and Power. Mm-hmm. Race control, they want to have better racing. They want to have it be more exciting, blah, blah, blah. And so they wanted him to get back on the lead lap to pass Newgarden. A call to his team came in pretty early in the race.
Yeah.
I mean, pretty much right after he was lapped. And then we heard Gutierrez and his pit boss talking. And his pit boss basically said, you know, race control wants you to get back on the lead lap. If you have a clean shot, go for it, but do not interfere with his race. Mm-hmm. Which is basically like, if you can get in front of him and you've got clean air, like if you can have a clean pass where there's no risk of you hitting him and all that, go for it. Don't do anything to fuck up this run. Like he's having a hell of a race. Mm-hmm. Do not fuck it up.
Basically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which I mean, I 100% respect 100%. That.
Yeah. That's the call you have to make.
Yeah. And I think that's the only respectful thing to do. What I don't like is the fact that, because I kept saying before Joseph Newgarden passed him, I said to you multiple times, I can't believe he hasn't been blue flagged.
Yeah.
Because Newgarden's car was faster than everybody. And it took a long time for Newgarden to pass him. And I thought he should have been blue flagged long before that. Because he was definitely not faster than Newgarden. And
he
was
tying him up. Yep.
Yeah, he was tying him up and, you know, chiseling down that lead that Newgarden had on everybody else. And then once we went yellow, everybody was kind of bunched up again when they had that caution. But, you know, he should have been blue flagged for Will Power and Graham Rahal as well. I mean, let the people who were actually in contention for a win get out there and make an attempt.
Yeah, because they yellow flagged the caution, restarted like 71 of 90. So you had ample time for those top three to really go after it.
And I think that the end would have been a lot more exciting.
Yeah.
Had Gutierrez not been right in the mix of that.
Because Newgarden was on blacks, Will and Graham were on red.
As were Pagano and Sato.
Oh, that's right.
Newgarden was the only one of the top five that were on blacks and not reds.
Which, I mean, it had been working for him.
It had been working for him.
I don't fault him.
Oh, absolutely not. And he and his pit chief had a discussion and, you know, they had asked Joseph, you know, what do you want to do? And he said, you know, the blacks ain't working for us. I want to stay with the blacks.
I get it. Why stop the program that's working?
Yeah, they ain't broke, don't fix it.
Exactly.
But he almost got screwed on that yellow because mm-hmm. those blacks are harder to get up to temp. Mm-hmm. And he even talked about it in one of his post-race interviews that it took him a hot minute before he could, you know, really get some grip and it worried him about losing the lead.
Yeah. So they went to yellow with the order being Newgarden, Gutierrez, Will, Graham.
Pagano. Yeah.
Yes.
Or no, I think Pagano was one back. He ended up passing Sato. I don't know. Maybe he wasn't on the yellow. Whatever. Anyhow. What I think should have happened is that, because you're not allowed to pass a pace car. I get that. Yeah. But I think the race control should have said to Gutierrez, you know, should have come over and let Newgarden and the pace car know Gutierrez is going to pass you so that he can then rejoin the pack on that lap and get in the back.
I mean, they've done similar stuff, especially, you know, you can first hear when they come on the radio, they're like, you know, pace car, da-da-da-da-da, this car needs to go here. Like, they were
yes, and we watched that happen. You know, there were a couple, yeah, we've seen that happen in other races where it's like, you two need to switch, and they do. And that's what should have happened to have a more competitive finish to have a truer finish of that race.
Because Gutierrez was not...
He wasn't in contention for anything except finishing 21st out of 21.
Yeah.
And I don't think it was Gutierrez's fault. I mean, he's a rookie, and I think that he's just trying to do as he's told. I think that had it been an older driver, I think that they would have... asked to be able to go around, or B, just dropped back and let other cars lap them to get the hell out of the field of the top 10.
It goes back to what we've been talking about.
The etiquette and respect for the other drivers.
It's a gentleman's sport.
Yes, and it's a competitive sport, but
gentle
you...
Gentle ladies.
You, right?
Gentle peoples.
I don't know that I'd ever be called gentle.
I don't think anybody can say this about our podcast.
No. Oh, I don't think so. No, not even a little bit.
Nope.
No. But yeah, at least, you know, move out of the way, because even Will Power said, you know, that Gutierrez was in between and he wasn't going to go out of his way to pass him and make
a
mistake.
At that point, you don't want
because
to.
you're gonna risk crashing with some guy who's gonna come in last place when you could come in second.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not worth it.
Why put that up?
Your ROI on that is poor.
It's like a zero.
Yeah.
Really, at that point.
Yeah.
I wouldn't do it.
And I know Graham Rahal was irritated by that. He definitely thought that he could have been second or even first.
Yeah,
because
they flagged it, they started. Gutierrez attempts to pass Newgarden and his brakes lock up, so that shuts everybody behind him back on their brakes.
It does, and that's when Newgarden regained his lead. And that was really, I mean, that was the only caution we had the entire day. Yeah, because RHR, when he spun out, they didn't call a yellow.
Did they not? Okay.
Yeah, because remember they came over and they said, well, folks, we thought they were going to call a yellow, but they're not. That's their prerogative. And then we just left. Because we love the flag, guys.
Yeah, and we secretly want to be race control.
We do.
I really just want to take over race control.
I want to do the flags.
I'm okay with you being on the
flags. I want to do the flags.
I'll let you have
I think
full autonomy
awesome.
On
yeah.
flags.
Right? Yeah.
I'll be like, do you, boo-boo.
Right.
Except for the white checkers. I'm like, okay, you need to fly the white flag now.
Yeah.
The checker needs to come on this.
Right.
Since Ed Carpenter isn't returning my resume, I'll have to start sending it to race control.
Right. Which we did meet Ed as well. We did. And I'm fairly confident that I'm not going to get a restraining order this year.
Yeah, we'll see what happens next year.
We'll see what happens. Molly was really, really concerned, and I was like,
and I was like, oh.
I was like, no, 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 I look totally different than I did at the banquet. I was like, he's not going to remember me as that crazy woman who yelled at him on the escalator.
About his kids?
Yeah.
He was nice.
He was very nice.
I mean, anytime we get to say thanks and way to go to somebody here.
Absolutely. Well, and you know, and I just want to let him know we are from Speedway. We love that he's headquartered there, and you know.
And we were drinking fuzzies that weekend.
Yep, which he enjoyed.
Yeah.
He enjoyed that. So, but it was real quick. It was before practice. Or, yeah, it was before that last practice.
That last practice.
Which,
Oh, Spencer.
Spencer Pigott.
Sleeping with one eye open.
Yeah. We cracked ourselves up with all the things we thought Ed Carpenter probably said to Spencer after we crashed.
I think my favorite one is, if you crash another car, I will take it out of your paycheck. And I'm going to take it out of your high. And left to that one. Then we talked about switches.
Yeah. And we were like, yeah, you know, Ed's like, go pick out a switch, Spencer.
And it better be as thick as your thumb.
Minimum. Yeah. Ed's like, well, thanks a lot. Now neither of my kids can go to college.
Down to two cars.
We're not a big team, Spencer.
There's only three cars.
Right.
Now there are only two. Because I bet the one Spencer was driving was probably like Spencer's car, and the backup car was Ed's car.
Yeah, it was.
Because you know Ed was like, this is my car.
This is mine.
There
are many like it, but this one is mine.
Look.
Without me, my car is nothing. Without my car, I am nothing.
There's some more ovals coming up. Daddy has to drive in the ovals.
Why do I totally feel like he makes Spencer call him Daddy?
Well, because he doesn't do road courses.
I know, it's true. Which we saw Spencer Pigott in the garage area before practice. I think you might have been
paranoid about you getting.
Yeah, I think you had gone ahead, but I saw him, and I just want to say, in person, he is beautiful. I didn't realize how many race drivers were that beautiful in real life, because I assume that there's some touch up things that happen in their pictures,
some airbrushing
that happens. Yeah.
Yeah. But no.
He was like model pretty.
Is he the one that models?
He might.
There's one.
I mean, it's not Zach Beach. He looks like a ventriloquist doll.
No, there's really, no. I swear to God, one of them has, like, modeled.
I mean, that would make sense. I mean, he's gorgeous.
I'm legit gonna Google which IndyCar driver has modeled. Well, nope, not that one.
How about former model IndyCar driver?
I think he's done it. I don't know. I think it's either, I know one of them has, and I will put money that it's either Spencer or Sage.
Well, we know Sage likes to think of himself as a model.
Likes to do those weird pictures without his shirt on.
Yeah, pictures without his shirt on.
Really?
Really.
Really?
I mean, every time he posts, I just want to comment back, like, but will you be wearing the shirt? Every time he posts about anything.
Yeah, that one, he's like, I'm making chicken tortillas.
And I was like, but will you be wearing a shirt?
It's an open flame, man.
So we did meet Ed as well. But yeah, Spencer Piggott crashed out in the middle of practice.
It was a rough crash. He just went straight into that wall.
Yeah, he did. He had to go and get x-rayed and all that, which we laughed that Ed probably had, probably threw a cell phone at him into the ambulance and was like, put it on speaker and don't hang up. And then just yelled at him the whole way.
I just wish one of my fucking drivers could handle a goddamn road course. Daddy doesn't do road courses. Daddy only does ovals.
And I'm exhausted from carrying this team on ovals.
Who do you think?
You have two jobs. One, don't crash into me on an oval. Two, drive the road courses.
Who do you think you are, J.R. Hillebrand?
I get it. He couldn't turn because his man bun got caught in a seatbelt. You have no excuse, Spencer. Daddy doesn't do road courses. Oh, my God.
Running on a little bit of a light sleep.
Yeah.
That was a pretty hard crash.
It was a pretty hard crash, yeah. I am glad that he's okay and that he was clear.
Yeah.
Because when he hit, I said to Molly, I was like, ooh. Mm-hmm.
Well, it cracked the tub of that car. So they can pull out. I don't know if they're going to be able to get that fixed.
Well, the Poconos isn't until the 20th of August.
That's the tub. I mean, that's, you know.
I know, but I'm just saying they got time and that's a road course. So they don't need all three cars by August 20th.
No, I think, and I haven't checked yet, if it's an oval, Spencer doesn't drive ovals.
Oh.
Except maybe the 500.
Okay.
I don't think Spencer drives.
That's right. I think they just do two. Yeah. So Spencer's only job is road courses. So, yeah. You know, Ed totally lost his shit. Ed.
He was like, just throwing shit, I bet.
Yeah. So who do you think you are, Sage Karen?
Who do you think you are, Mikaela Lotion?
Yeah, right?
Which, he did not crash out.
He did not. We actually made jokes that when Spencer crashed that Mikaela was like,
what?
What? I'm not the first to crash? Like,
he came on the right, he's like, what do you think of Mikaela now?
It was the fucking American.
Mikaela did not crash. Mikaela will be racing in the next race now.
Oh, so, yay for Mikaela.
Yay for Mikaela.
I guess having a little timeout did him well.
I mean, he literally had to go sit in the timeout corner. And watch somebody else play with his toys.
Yeah, he did. I mean,
speaking as a sibling, the worst.
Yeah.
The worst.
The worst.
They basically treated him like the little child. Like, nope, somebody else is going to play with your toy. Can you play with it again? I don't know. Maybe.
Can you? May you play with it again? To be seen. To be TBD. So we think the rule should be changed on Gutierrez since he was not on the lead lap. Or at the very least, he should have backed off and let other cars pass him easily.
Well, the rumor was Bourdais is the one who said he should do that.
Well, I mean, that's kind of how Bourdais drives. But
yeah,
Bourdais is a more skilled driver than Gutierrez.
100%.
And I think that Bourdais would have
known how to do it.
Would have known how to do it and would have handled the car better.
Yeah.
So, I mean, again, I don't think it's... I don't really think that it falls on Gutierrez.
Not really.
It falls more on race control.
Exactly.
Although, I think that he hasn't been doing it long enough to know that the true etiquette thing to do would have been to just back off and let other cars pass him.
Like, you're not in the lead.
Just, yeah.
Give it up.
I mean, I get that you don't want to be lapped by a bunch of cars, but at the same time, like, you're not...
You're not going to win.
I mean, he even came over the radio at some point and said, you know, we're not racing against anybody at this point.
Yeah, which is true.
Yeah. So...
100%.
Yeah, it's like everybody's just trying to finish and have their car in one piece, and we all want to see a good race. So just move on back, let it happen.
Or race control can just change it. And
yeah, they should have definitely allowed him to,
like, hey, Conor, I don't know, Spanish guys over there.
Yeah,
is lapping car two and the 18. Pace car.
Yeah, I mean that should have been what it was.
That's the easy fix.
Yeah, and then he could have sped around, gone to the back of the pack, and then he would have been out of the way for everybody.
It could have really gone down at that moment.
Yeah, and then, I mean, I think we probably would have had another yellow before the race was over had that happened.
Yeah, I think
because
so.
Because when you've got, you know, we had Newgarden, Power, Rahal, Pagano, Sato, all in your top five.
It's going
to be, I mean,
squirrely.
I think it would have been squirrely as shit, which, by the way, we have pictures with four of the top five finishers from this race. The only person that one of us doesn't have a picture with is Rahal.
That's true.
Yeah, and it was only because since it was Ohio, there was a huge line of people waiting to talk to him and take pictures, and so we decided not to wait because, well, it was hot and we were hungry. We need to get back to the campsite, eat some food, stock up the cooler, and then get ready for the Indy Lights race and the Verizon Kart race.
Which, and we watched it from the viewing mounts, which was kind of fun.
It was fun. It was a blast. We did yell at Graham Rahal. I do want to say that. We yelled from the back of the crowd because I'm tall and loud. And he's quite tall. And so he's taking pictures. And I was like, good luck today, Graham. And he, like, gave us a thumbs up and was like, thank you. And we were like, aw.
We didn't have any Steak and Shake this weekend.
No, we didn't. Hmm. Although, we didn't really pass any Steak and Shakes.
No, we didn't.
No. I mean, they're an Indiana-based company, so we can have it anytime we want. Like, they're, I mean, they litter this state.
They do.
Yeah.
Shake a stick and hit a Steak and Shake.
Basically.
Yeah.
I loved working for Steak and Shake because I love their food.
Oh, it's good food.
It's the best. I mean,
their shakes I dream of sometimes.
Oh, seriously. And those, I love the shoestring fries. I'm a thin fry girl.
With that cheese.
That cheese. Well, oh. No, on the side, cheese. Not on top. Because I don't want my fries to get squishy and I don't want to get mushy.
We did look for fried cheese.
We did. We looked for fried cheese.
Not there. I will look in St. Louis.
Please do. But we're going to
Wisconsin
next year. And
there will be fried cheese.
Elkhart Lake, and there will be cheese.
Yes.
Lots of cheese.
Lots.
Yeah. I might be more excited about the options.
The cheese.
The cheese options on food in Wisconsin than I am about anything else.
We're just
going to
have a whole Insta, like, recap.
Yeah, it'll be just food. Like, it'll be all drivers and race cars and things related up until that race, and then it'll just look like it's an Instagram for a foodie.
Cheese. Not all food, just cheese.
Just cheese.
That's what we're going to eat.
And deep fried vegetables.
Ooh, yeah.
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 So, yeah, so that was pretty disappointing that we didn't find any fried cheese.
Yeah, thought about it.
But yeah, we do love some Steak and Shake. But, yeah, so we have pictures with four of the top five finishers.
Well, there you go.
So that's pretty cool.
That is pretty cool. I want to... So, first of all, I do want to say that the announcer that they had for driver's introductions was amazing.
Yes.
He was really into... I mean, Avi, Dave Calabro is first in our hearts.
Obviously.
But this guy's pretty good. Just saying, if Dave gets sick, they could call him.
They could. He was very good. He was very entertaining.
Yeah. He made it really exciting. He's like, introducing the drivers. He's like, da-da-da-da-da. And then they start off, they're like, and number... I don't remember what number he was. He danced his way into our hearts. And I was like, oh, Elio Castroneves, Dancing with the Stars. And he was like, James Hinchcliffe. And I went, oh, fuck. Elio is not happy.
Elio just threw his helmet.
Threw his helmet.
Which, little known fact that we just made up, every race, Elio throws a tantrum. And so the first helmet they give him is always fake because he's going to throw it.
Yes.
And then they give him the real helmet.
I know that he threw it. He went, I won the Dancing with the Stars. He did not. And he just threw a little temper tantrum.
Yeah.
And then
I'm the only dancer here.
I am the only dancer here. And then somebody brushed his hair. Got him calm back down.
Right. Rubbed his earlobes like you do to a dog that's got anxiety.
Please get on your car again, Elio.
All right. Bring out the real helmet. He's calmed down. One of my friends in college, he would occasionally get feisty when we would drink. And once he got to the feisty stage where he was throwing things, you didn't want to give anything that would break.
Mm-hmm.
And so he was upset about something Well, because his other friend that we were partying with had said he was going to bring him a glass of water and check on him, and he didn't. And so he picked up a glass ashtray that was mine, and he threw it. He was laying on this love seat I had on my screened-in porch, and he threw the ashtray at the wall. Thank God it didn't hit my glass front door.
Oh, my God.
But it was a ceramic ashtray that I bought at a yard sale, so whatever. Throws it. It hits the door frame. Breaks. It's this huge crash. We're all inside, and we come out, and we're like, and I realize what's happened. I'm like, okay. And so then one of my other friends, you know, he's like, I'm going to take him a glass of water. He opens my cabinet and pulls out a glass. And I was like, oh, you know what? You're going to want to grasp at the plastic. And he was like, what? And I was like, whatever you handed him, he's going to throw again. And he goes, I don't think so. He's not mad at me. And I was like, I am 100% sure that whatever you handed him, he's going to throw again. I was like, please just take the plastic. And if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. So he puts the glass back in the cabinet, pulls out a plastic one, walks out, hands it to him. Mm-hmm. He says, thank you. Guy shuts the door, goes back inside. Next thing we hear, that plastic cup comes around at the wall.
They probably have a plastic cup for Elliot.
Yeah, they do. So I'm like, I know that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I would not be surprised if he gets a fake helmet first.
Just in case something goes down. So he can have a little tantrum,
and then they're like, okay, now here's the real one.
Go sit in your car. Please go to your car.
But yeah, you know he was not happy about that.
Oh, I am sure he was not happy with that. Gosh, anything about the race itself before...
That was Molly's dog.
She snores sometimes. It's okay.
She does. So no, it was just a great track. We will definitely be back year after year. The only negative we said is that we are so sad we've not been there before. I mean, we should have started going a decade ago.
It was,
and they have a theme every year. They have a theme every year. This year's theme was Star Wars. Last year was Christmas in July. I'm so upset we missed that. Apparently, everybody had Christmas lights everywhere.
There were
like
ornaments.
The big blow up,
the big inflatables.
Snow globes, the big inflatables. I mean, just the whole place. And I'm like, oh,
I'm so
God,
mad.
I'm
so
upset.
Mad because my family loves Christmas. And to have a Christmas ornament from Christmas in July at a track, first of all, I would have beaten everybody up to take theirs.
Yes.
I'd have a whole tree with those ornaments.
Well, I mean, we did speak to the owner of the track.
We did.
We were introduced to him.
It was nice.
It was very nice. And so we did mention that we were sad we had missed Christmas in July, and then the person who introduced us suggested he do it next year or in the next couple of years. And
I think it's a fun
He seemed
thing.
Open to that idea, so
because
fingers crossed.
Walking through and went everywhere, like you could not tell that the theme was Star Wars.
No, and I think that's a hard theme
it's
to decorate
hard
for.
To do. It's a hard, like, and I... As
like, there were a couple golf carts that I saw that had, like, little lightsabers on them.
Yeah, and we saw Chewbacca.
We saw a bunch of people dressed up Chewbacca. We saw some stormtroopers.
That was cool. And, like, their giveaways, like, because the one thing was Star Wars related.
Yeah. It was like, may the G-Force be with you.
Yeah, which is awesome.
That is awesome.
On multiple levels, that's awesome.
Yeah, it is.
That works a lot of places.
It does.
You can say that in a club.
Yeah.
May the G-Force be with you. And then the beat drops.
Right. G-Force! Yeah.
Christmas in July is a really good
theme. It is. It's
for
a great
a
theme.
July race.
It's a great theme, period. I worked at a camp. We had a Christmas in July week.
You should do it. I'm just saying. Not that they listen to this podcast.
But yeah, I mean, that's a great theme. I think having a theme for a race in general is a great idea when you have that. Because it also had a feel of like a music festival, a multi-day where everybody's camping out. You're on the same campus. But they're, you know, one of those music festivals where there's like multiple stages. So, you know, you're always walking around. There's always something going on somewhere. Mm-hmm. You're meeting new people, seeing some of the same people. And, you know, it very much had that feel to
it. Yeah, because there were a bunch of people like we never really met, but you're like, oh, hey.
Yeah, we'd seen them multiple times. And of course, everybody saw us. I mean, most of the time when we met somebody, they were like, oh, yeah, you're staying, you know, one row over. We saw you walking through the campsite because, of course, we were in full checkers both days.
Roll out in checks. In fact, that's how you will find us at any race.
Yeah.
That's it.
Because we represent hard.
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 Hard. We love you hard for that race.
Yeah.
Because we have to.
We have to. Life's too short to not wear black and white checks to every race you go to.
Hashtag checkered everything.
Checkered everything.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah. I was disappointed I didn't bring my checkered earrings.
Well, look at that.
I know. I know they don't work with the headphones, but then I spent a lot more time without the headphones than I thought I was going to.
Yeah,
so
we had to fix it.
Yeah.
No, that's thank you.
Yeah. So we'll know for next time. But but yeah, we'll definitely have to find out the theme next year so that we can decorate our campsite accordingly.
Well, I mean, I think our campsite was underwhelming because we didn't know what to do.
Yeah, we did not know what to expect. So next year we got lots of plans.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, I saw some of those zero gravity chairs, a pair of two for sale for $50 on Facebook.
Okay.
So we might have to do that. because we saw some guys with that on the spectator mounds. And when you're on the incline, if you're in a regular, like, bag camping chair, that incline's kind of weird. Mm-hmm. But they had set up these zero-gravity chairs, and so when you lean back, like, your feet are up a little bit, but it makes you feel like you're sitting up straight, even though you're on an incline. And so we saw them, we're like, that's the way to do it.
That's
I mean,
the way to do spectator.
We got out of bed at 7 a.m. so that we could walk our shit over to get a good spot. But if you're not going to do that, the zero-gravity chair is the way to go.
Yeah. Which, I don't know, do you think if we went to the ground, well, not if, when we go to the Grand Prix next year, we should do spectator mounts or seats?
I will have to look at where our mounds are, because mm-hmm. as far as, like, the track.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I definitely don't want to, I want to sit somewhere else just to experience new seats. And also, that was so far to walk.
It was.
I mean, seriously, though.
Seriously,
though. It was ridiculous. So, yeah, I think I want to kind of see
how everything lays out.
How everything lays out.
I get that. I get
yeah. But, yeah, I definitely will. And also, yeah, I would like to just try out other stands just to kind of get a feel
yeah.
for.
I think that was kind of the nicest part about having GA is that we could kind of get up and move if
yes.
we wanted to. And we won't, because I'm not going to get up and move in the middle of the race.
No, I'm not. There were people that said that they do that. But, no, we would
I
be.
I can't handle it.
I mean, guaranteed if we get up. There will
something
be something major
happen.
Yeah. And we'll miss it completely and then be upset. No.
No, that's not happening in my
world.
We're
not doing that.
No.
So, but yeah, I think trying out some different seats in the mounds might be fun.
It might be. You know, I think it's a great idea.
But I think the IMS is a little bit different because we have so many awesome grandstand seats.
True. They only had like two or three sections of grandstands?
Like two. There was grandstand one, grandstand two. That was
and then
it.
Everything else was just
was spectator mounts.
Which is great because it's, what did they say? It's like a natural terrain road course.
Yes.
So they just built it, I don't want to say like into the side of a mountain because it wasn't a mountain.
But they built it in and around these hills. And
right.
so the spectator mounds, you know, they didn't have to do a bunch to create these. Some of them were already there. And
mm-hmm.
so maybe add a little dirt here and there and
yeah,
adjust
like I think
things.
The one we were on probably got
was
better.
Definitely, yeah, that
yeah.
wasn't natural. But a lot of the other ones, the way the terrain worked, it just...
It really fit.
Yeah, it did.
It was nice.
It was very nice. I mean, and we told the owner that it's just a beautiful,
yeah.
beautiful course and the way everything's set up. And for as big as it is, it was a lot easier to get around than you'd expect.
Yes. There was no problem. I mean, the shuttle service worked really well. And they had kind of a good shuttle line of where they would take you. So you could get far enough that if you had to walk...
The rest of the way, it wasn't awful.
Not that bad. Not that bad.
But if you were on your own golf cart, then you could go even further.
True.
Just they had good spacing as far as like concession stands and bathrooms
mm-hmm.
and other amenities that you might need. We got the paddock pass, so we could go back into the garage area, and that was awesome.
That was awesome.
That was very cool.
Yeah.
And we just walked all around, met all kinds of people.
Why not?
Why not?
Got our picture. We did very well with getting our picture taken there.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
Yeah, lots of people stopped us and asked if they could take our picture, and we're like, obviously.
Right, they're like,
we don't dress like this and not want attention, okay?
Do you mind if we take your picture? We're like, no, do you want
to
be in it?
In fact, there are a couple people that I would see starting to take pictures of us as we were walking, and I'm like, we'll stop and smile.
Yeah.
You don't have to take a picture of us while we're moving.
You don't have to do sneaky pictures, okay?
Yeah, like.
Say, can I take a picture? And we'll,
we are head to toe in checkers. Obviously, we want the attention.
No, I mean, so
it was a great time.
Mm-hmm. I think you're right. The only negative is I'm sad we've waited this long to go on the road.
Agreed. And especially at this course.
I'm excited that Mid-Ohio was our first one.
I am too, because mm-hmm. there are a lot of guys and girls that we met that go to multiple courses who said that this is one of their favorite courses to go to in
yeah.
general.
Yeah.
And so I think that we picked a winner for our first road course on the road. And I mean, definitely plan on going back.
100% next year.
Every year.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's definitely on the to-do list for every year from here on out.
Exactly.
I've got my sister and her husband talked into it.
Yeah.
So.
I think I can get our Rookie of the Year talked into it next year.
Oh, I think so.
Oh, yeah.
I think so. And yeah, I'll be interested to hear about how the Bomarito is.
I'm excited.
And how it stacks
yeah.
up against Ohio.
See, the problem is it's an oval and it's like right next to St. Louis. So it's going to be a completely different feel.
It is.
I think it's going to be more of an IMS feel.
Yes.
So I'm excited.
Yeah, that'll be good, though.
Yeah. Huh?
It'll be good. Well, and I'll be interested to see how Wisconsin
yes.
Stands up next to Ohio next year.
Excited to go to that one.
Yeah, I am, too.
Only because we have a DD.
We have a DD.
Which is the greatest.
Always important. We're definitely going for more days next year.
Definitely.
Definitely rent a golf cart.
Yes.
And, yeah, your dad's coming with us next year as well.
Yeah, because I think he was a little sad he didn't come with us.
He was.
He
and
was.
We had an opportunity to get onto the track. They had left the gates open.
They did, Dad.
They left the gates open, And we thought long and hard about it. And by we, I mean I seriously considered taking Molly's car or somebody's golf cart and doing a victory lap.
They were open. I mean, you heard this last time. Why don't drivers have minders? I was pleasantly concerned. Not pleasantly. I was concerned.
I think it's because it's the Midwest. There was a lot less security than I expected. And I think part of that is because at the IMS, there's so many people that come in. We've got yellow shorts everywhere. Like, you can't get anywhere.
I saw zero yellow. I saw yellow vests.
Yeah.
No yellow shirts.
I think that might be an IMS thing. Maybe that's an IMS. Yeah. You can't get anywhere at IMS unless you have the right credentials, because it's like the emergency lights in parking lots. Whenever you see one yellow shirt, there's another one within eyesight. Okay? Like, you can't get around anywhere unless you're supposed to be there. And that was not the case on this track.
It was not.
It was definitely not. So no,
there were places I was like, I don't believe I should be here.
Yeah.
The lawyer brain kicked in and went, you need to leave. You need to leave now.
Well, I was like, I don't think we're supposed to be here. And I would say, well, not with that attitude.
Which is why you should all roll out with us.
That's why you should always, hang out with us, because
somebody will go,
Molly be the voice of reason, and I'm the voice of common sense, which is, they ain't kicked us out yet. They're likely not going to.
Sometimes I win.
Sometimes you do.
Sometimes.
The discussion of whether or not we were going to take your car on the racetrack.
Yeah.
Yeah, bottom line was that Molly had the keys. That's how she won that one.
Sometimes I win the argument that way.
Yeah, she was like, well, you can do what you want, but it's my car and I've got the keys.
There you go.
So.
So that was an amazing, amazing weekend.
It was. It was a great weekend. So we had a blast with everybody we met and had a blast watching the race. So we hope you guys enjoyed it at home as well.
Yeah. Couple of other things. Sebastian Bourdais is on his way back.
He is on his way back.
Apparently he tested. I didn't watch anything from his test. But I just saw it briefly, but it sounds like it went okay.
Yeah.
I didn't see a headline like Sebastian Bourdais sucks at driving. So.
Right.
I'm thinking that's great. I can't remember if he was testing at Mid-Ohio or not.
I don't know.
That might have been a rumor.
Yeah, I don't know. I know we saw him at Mid-Ohio.
We did see him at Mid-Ohio.
Yeah.
Looks good.
He does look good, yeah.
Good. Good for him.
And they interviewed him a couple times, and he said he's doing well, and he doesn't have any back pain or anything from the surgeries. So yeah, we're happy that he's recovering well.
Definitely happy he's recovering well.
Yeah. And then Justin Wilson, what do you want to talk about with him?
So we're recording this on Monday. So today is his birthday. Obviously, as everybody knows, he's passed a few years ago. But Justin's passing was kind of I don't want to call it a turning point in the donor network, donor advocacy. It kind of really opened everybody's eyes to it. You know, that's when the network started working with IMS and IndyCar and everything. And so I've met Justin's brother, Stefan, a few times. And Stefan drives the 500, and he's just a really good really good guy, very nice guy, very, very nice. And of course, I think it cued in on my mom's like mom instinct, because the moment she met him, she was like, "Now, sweetie, I know this must be hard for you." And, like, she's doing like the mom back rub, and I was like, "Okay, she went mom mode on somebody here."
Yes,
so
she did.
I think about Justin a lot and Stefan, because it's weird being a recipient family.
Yeah.
Recipient families, you have to kind of think about, and it's something you're taught, and you go through that, you know, for your family member to still be with you means that somebody's had to die.
Yeah.
And we've never met my dad's donor family, and I don't know if that will ever happen, but anytime I read about a donor family that's gone through something, I always think hard about them. So.
Yeah. Well, I think it's hard, you know, as a recipient family, to not feel some survivor's guilt.
That's one of the
big
things.
That's completely normal and natural. I think it would be hard. I think it's awesome when donor and recipient families do meet. But I also think it'd be super hard if you were the donor family.
Oh, 100% agree with that.
You know, because you did lose a loved one. Mm-hmm. So.
So I just wanted to send my love to the Wilson family. Because they were a great family, and Justin was a very good driver.
He was.
A fantastic driver.
And what was his hashtag? Badass Wilson?
Badass Wilson.
Yeah.
And from all accounts, just a great person. So we are sorry that he is no longer with us.
Yeah, yeah. And we are thinking about him on his birthday. Yeah. So.
So that's what I wanted to kind of shout out real quick.
All right.
Well.
Let's see. Anything else that we have to talk about?
Well, we could wave the white flag and say next time we're on the road is for Bomarito, the 26th. I'm going.
I am not.
I will be celebrating my birthday a few days later at an IndyCar oval race, so just saying.
That'll be very fun for
That's
you.
That's a good way to celebrate a birthday.
That is a good way to celebrate
good
a birthday.
Good way to celebrate a birthday.
Absolutely.
I haven't quite decided where we're sitting yet. I need to get on that. And in fact, I spoke with our Rookie of the Year. He said, have we bought the tickets yet? I went, that's on my list to do.
It's on my to-do list. Oh, which actually, you know what? I actually may be able to go to part of that.
Oh, look at you.
I know. Because I'm going on vacation that next week, so it'll kind of when my flights leave.
Okay.
So I might be able to work in on that.
Okay. Well, we were thinking about driving out Friday night.
Okay.
To get there.
Is the race on Saturday or Sunday?
It's a Saturday race.
I definitely might be able to do that then.
Okay. Because, well, you might stay with us Friday night and then dip out.
Yeah, I have to look at that.
Yeah, let me know. Uh-oh.
Awesome. Shit's going to get wild.
No, all three of us on a
all
track together.
All three of us. Yeah.
Woo.
It's going to get crazy. Going to get crazy. So, all right. Well, I think that's it. We just had a great time. So, we
Absolutely.
Hope you guys enjoyed the race as much as we did.
Yeah.
And
next race isn't.
Till the 20th.
Whew. All right. So, we're going to have to think of something to talk about next week.
I think we got more than enough to talk about.
It's fine.
Yeah, we never run out of stuff, so.
No, not us.
Nope, not at all.
Nope. Hashtag nope.
No. Could stop. Won't
stop.
All right. Well, let's wave the checker flag on that. Thanks for listening, guys. Follow us on social media. Hit us up. If you like our stuff, you are more than welcome to use it. Just please credit it. Finally got the Facebook page up and running.
Yeah!
And pictures.
Hey!
Like a son of a bitch.
Yes. I woke up, she was like, by the way, our Facebook page is live. And
it's
I
like, finally got it to work on my phone.
And so. I was like, uh-oh. Logged on the phone, it's like, you have, nope, too many notifications.
147
notifications,
yeah. So don't forget to subscribe to us and rate us, please.
Yes, please, please, please.
Give us a rate and a review. That helps us grow our numbers and get suggested to random people.
You were out there listening.
We know you are.
I can
rate
see
us.
It. I'm stalking you.
All right. On Twitter, we are at FastCars in 317, and that's IN. Instagram, FastCars, FastGirls. Tumblr, FastCars, FastGirls in 317.
Mm-hmm.
Email, FastCars, FastGirls 317 at gmail.com.
Hey, you know, the opinions and views expressed in this podcast are those of the speakers. Views, opinions expressed do not represent those of our individual employers. They are solely the opinions of the speaker. And by the way, anybody involved in racing who wants to chat with us,
we'd love to have you on the show.
Or
if you just want to email back and forth with us and let us ask you some questions. If you want to do something anonymously,
yeah,
we're happy
we can
with
that
too.
We have lots of questions like, what does it mean when they say wheel 5? If anybody can answer that.
Didn't we decide that's a like?
We
strategy?
Think it's a fuel strategy thing. I'm pretty sure. But
yeah,
if I could get
know.
Like a double confirmation, I would feel better. As
yeah, if somebody knows that for sure. Yeah, or if you just got funny stories.
Yeah, that's
if you
too.
Got, if you got funny stories from a racetrack,
let
we
want
to hear them. Absolutely. So,
all right, check
all right.
Flag.
Thanks for listening. Check your flag. Talk to you later.